the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die.
St. Angie Sunday brought to you by Brunt Insurance and Financial Services. How are y'all boys feeling today?
I guess I'm just glad it's over. I'm just glad it's over. Congrats, Unc. You guys came in and did what you said you were going to do.
Yeah. We pull up the shitty town. We fuck shitty teams up. And we get back on. We leave the bus running. We get back on.
I was going to say, I could tell the bus was running.
Yeah, we left that bitch running, bro. How y'all feeling, though, Kev? Kev, you got the big win in.
Hey, I'm feeling good, dog.
Man,
hey,
fuck your win, bro.
Hey, we did the pit what they did to us. We whooped their ass. Now we're going to send them to get their ass whooped by Clemson, dog. We owed them that shit.
Y'all owed them that? It's a consolation prize.
Hey, we owed them that.
The boys won the Coastal, though, didn't they?
Hey, none of us are going to championship games, dog.
I feel you on that. Man, we beat them boys so motherfucking bad, dog. Willie was out there crying, dog. How you feel about that, bird? It's a rivalry, dog. Like this.
What was Willie crying about?
He's out there. He didn't want my man Thompson to plant the flag, bro.
Oh, well, I'm glad he stopped him.
Oh, yeah. He should have stopped him, bro. They got gator heads and all that type of weird shit, but we can't go out there and plant a flag.
Oh, I'm all for it. I don't think there was anything disrespectful about what Chauncey did. We've been running around with a gator head in the swamp for 5 years now. I'm all for that kind of stuff, man. He earned it. Chauncey backed up what he said he was going to do all week. But I do respect Willie Taggart for trying to stop him.
No, I don't respect that shit.
Willie had to try to save face somehow, dog.
Right.
That shit ain't save no face, dog. Like, he looked soft and crying and whining about it in the press, just like his team was crying on the sideline.
I don't think he cried and whined about it. He definitely did. You know, he just wasn't going to let him do it. As he should. He should sit there and let it stand
by. He should put a competent product on the field and fight there. He should stop us from fucking planting our flag for four quarters.
Well, yeah. Hey. It ain't that kind of year for us. It ain't that kind
of
year.
Hey, if it be that type of goddamn regime, bro. This whole era about to be a shit show.
Hey, Kev, it was a tumultuous week for you. The best wide receiver, well, according to you, the best wide receiver in the state just walked off his team. Jeff Thomas?
Yeah, he's going to go to Illinois, bro. It doesn't make sense, though, because he can get drafted after next season. So for him to sit out next season just doesn't make sense. Seems like he didn't – like, college ain't for him, bro.
I heard what happened. I heard I don't know. This is probably breaking news, but I heard
– Nah, it ain't breaking news about him and Dugans.
Yeah, is that – I didn't read anything. Is that
– No, go ahead. Go ahead, but it's not breaking news.
They almost came blows in the film room over.
Yeah, so basically, it was like Rick did it for the long term, like, because Dugans was going to walk if Thomas was still going to be on
scene. Spin that shit, bro. You might as well let Dugans walk. Dugans can't run no routes, bro. Get his ass up out of here.
Yeah, but he keeps bringing people in. He's going to bring in the top receiver in Florida and the top receiver in the country this year.
Yeah, sounds good, bro. Top receiver in Florida don't even want to be there, bro. He ain't that nice like that, bro. But y'all hype that shit up.
Nah, well, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Thomas is a big loss.
But I heard there could be more to come. We'll see.
Nah, there could be.
There's going to be more to come on both sides. Y'all about to have some exes too, bird. Recruit and some transfers.
Watch out for Mark Pope to leave.
Really?
Here for it, man. Somehow we gotta get him in Gainesville somehow, bro. Think he interested in us, Kev?
Yeah. I heard he contacted some Gators coaches. I heard he's contacted some Alabama coaches. I heard he's contacted some people.
It's a beautiful thing, bro. I want to be a part of what Dan Mullen got going on too. You seen how Trayvon Grimes fucking embarrassed something Samuel all game, bro?
All game.
Ate that shit like food.
What did he end with? I didn't
He went over a yard. He went over 100. touchdown off the bench. Man, Tyree Cleveland went out. You know what I'm saying? They thought, okay, we lost a little deep threat. But I was like, bro, eight the backup to Tyree. I prefer eight over Tyree, so let's go.
Amon, even before he got injured, after his freshman year, he was kind of falling off a little bit. Between him, Gavin, and Tyree, like, we told a lot of lies about that receiving class that year, us three.
No, I still like Tyree.
Yeah, but he still like what you said he was.
I think he is what he said. I think we got some. I don't think none about our receivers ate like they should have this year. You know what I'm saying? We got some stuff. I think year two next year is going to be when this offense really takes off, bro. Like you started seeing against Florida State this last game, you'll see in the bowl game, dog. Like year two in Mullen system, we should take off, bro. But I'm fine with Tyree. I'm glad he coming back. I'm not really happy he injured himself, but there was some smoke that he may want to go to the league, man. So I'm glad he's back. Hopefully 12 come back and we can rock and roll a little bit next year.
All right, you guys want to get to these callers? Sure, we got
them. Yeah. Look at my peoples on here, bro.
Let's hang out.
Best motherfucking team in the state. Got the best coaching staff in the state. Best everything, bro. D-line, linebackers, all that shit, bro. Everything I said was going to happen, happened too, Bird. I said we're going to run right at five. We're going to pancake that shit off and he too little. We did that shit. Did Burns play? Did he show up?
Who?
Burns.
Oh, hardly.
Best 99 on the field was Ja'Kai Polite. Retired moms, baby.
I said it's great to be a Florida Gator. I said it's great to be a Florida Gator.
Hey. Put that shit in there. What's up? What's up, man? We vibing.
That's it, baby. That's it. Hey, the season ain't over. The season ain't over, except it is for one team.
Well, Florida State turned their equipment in. Somebody had turned jerseys and shit in last night. Bittersweet for somebody.
That's all right. Hey, get healthy, get a new life. Isn't that right, Silk?
Hey, sometimes you got to upgrade your life, bro. I don't know how they're going to do it this offseason because they can't fire Willie Taggart, but they're going to fire some coaches off the best staff in Florida.
I figured it out last night. You know what Willie Taggart is? Willie Taggart is the Black Butch Jones. That's who he is.
He's Black Wayne. I told y'all that before already. At the beginning of the season, I told y'all he's Black Wayne. Now it's coming into fruition, bro. Everything I said, bro, it's like I'm a prophet or something.
How you feeling today? How you feeling today, Kev? You got the win?
Yeah, Kev got the big win.
Yeah, I feel good.
Bowl
dog.
Eligibility.
How about you, Bird? Hey, we got bowl eligibility. Today was just icing,
though.
They just
got us out of. How about you, Bird? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just ready to get into lying season a little bit earlier than normal.
Click season. You ready to get into click season?
Oh, that's year round.
Gotta get them clicks.
Dog, this lying season, look. Though, coming off this season, though, the lion ain't going to be as fucking.
Nah, it's too many truths out there.
How big it is. Yeah.
It's going to be big line. It's going to be big line, especially with.
I got some good lies. We had a good season, but. For the people that had new coaches and there was a lot of unknowns out there, that was easier lies to tell. But this offseason, you got to be careful with them lies because I think we'll have another non-bowl season again for the boys next year.
Hey, I tell you what. What Dan Mullen has done with Felipe Franks is amazing. It's a miracle Mullen makeover with what he's done with Felipe Franks.
They said my boy can't make the throws. Everything they said he couldn't do. My man walked in that bitch and was shrugging. You seen the shrug after he was getting first down running niggas over and shit, bro?
It was just like you said, so last week. He played within himself. He wasn't trying to do too much.
He ain't got to play hero ball. That's it.
He ain't got to play hero ball. Let the players make plays and don't play hero ball. And but Francois, that's what Francois is trying to do. Francois is trying to play hero ball, but he ain't got no support. Even though y'all got the number five composite recruiting class over the past few years?
He ain't got the coaching, bro. And Felipe made some big-ass throws, dog. That 12, the one that 12 laid out for, that pretty much opening
Jefferson,
the game up, bro.
We got to thank Freeze for that, for making them calls, them hooker calls. We got to thank him for getting Jefferson for that.
And we got to think both transfers showed out, man. That's why I told us we good for 10 games. If we got those transfers clear, bro. And as you can see, towards the end of the season, both of those guys we got in. Good job by Dan Mullen and the staff for getting those guys in. And thanks to Urban Meyer.
Shuler balled out, too. The defensive lineman from West Virginia, he balled out, too.
All the transfers looked good yesterday, bro.
No, now I got to mark my calendar next year for Orlando so we can complete the trifecta.
Complete it. Then you know it's real. Then it's real nostalgia. We beat both of them motherfuckers, dog.
Well, we're going to get UCF in the bowl game, so we're going to make the circle of the state.
Since we re-ran it to the Big Three roll-up, Miami's the only team that hasn't lost to another Big Three team, dog. So we'll keep that shit.
Well, y'all haven't played us, so there's that.
If we would have played you when you were winning four games, dog,
like I said, y'all haven't played us, so there's that. So we bring all the smoke, bro. Like I told you, we blow out shitty teams, Kev. That's what we
make
do.
Sure you bring Grantham and Frank.
We bring all that shit. Good. You just make sure
we bringing everybody. I might even come down there. Y'all gonna let me hang out at the Big Three tailgate?
Don't pull up, dog. We blowing that shit up. Can't know what time it is, man.
Pull up.
Shit ass quarterback.
I'm bringing the 601 to the what's it?
Come get your pound of flesh, bro.
I'm gonna get my pound of flesh. Berg, you okay, man? You gonna make it through?
Yeah, man, I'm doing great. I actually went and saw Benji Brown last night. I don't know. Silk, have you seen Benji in person?
Yeah, I called him last year. Remember? Yeah, me and wife we went to him out last year.
That was better than I expected. But yeah, it turned my frown upside down seeing Benji.
Hey, my frown got even bigger when we got Naquan Wright yesterday. What you think about that, Silk?
Let's go.
Yeah, we're about to get Trey Sanders too.
Carroll City don't bust, bro. We get trained, man, like it's gonna get nostalgic.
We about to get Trey Sanders too. We're gonna open up that pipeline back up to Pensacola.
Let's go, baby. Hey, man, we're gonna go ahead and get some more callers, dog. Appreciate you for calling. I had to get you on, get some pound of flesh, my nigga.
Y'all have.
All right, thanks.
You hung up on my dog, bro. He's about to get a fuck bird yet.
No, I don't think he was. He just said bye.
Now he's gonna be smooth with it.
You gotta get those in early and often.
Hey, what time Snoop called it in, bro? We did get Snoop.
Hit up Snoop.
Yeah, hit up Snoop, dog. We got to discuss some things. It's a long ride back to day, or Broward, wherever you're going. What do you do that long ride, bro? I'd probably catch an Uber home because I would be too stressed out to drive, dog. I was just like, you know what? I'm catching an Uber from Tallahassee to Broward. Sit back and relax, reflect on life. What do you think that Uber would cost?
My brother took one from Orlando to West Palm. It was like $250.
God damn. Yeah. Big Three Rollout, same as Sunday. We hanging out. What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on? Big win yesterday.
Who I'm on the phone with, cuz?
Oh, it's Win, South Carolina.
Well, man, talking shit, dog. You with the Gators, dog. What you got going on, baby? How you feeling? How you celebrating today?
And celebrating that big win, that Project Kool-Aid puts it out in there.
No, we pulled off. We got 41. We could have scored 60 on them people, be honest with you, bro. I don't know what the fuck Miami was doing on that fuck shit, dog. We could have scored 60 on them people. Easily. Shit. So how you think we're going to end up season? We get this 10 wins? Top 10 recruiting class? How you feeling?
I think we glide off, man. Glide off easily, man. Going to next year real good.
Give me your favorite play of the game, dog.
Favorite play, I had to go with the whole game. I had to go the whole game, man.
I'm gonna say Grimes, dog. I like Grimes. He caught that first slam and got some yak. I was telling a couple people last week. I said, bro, the difference between like us, like people comparing to Boston College, they had tight ends running wide open and not really getting no yak after the catch. We're not gonna have 3-4 tight ends on the field and receivers catching those balls, and we'll get some yak. And that's what happened.
Right.
And don't you ever put my receiver 1-on-1 with them little DBs, bro. You tell your coach don't ever do that shit again. That's disrespectful, man. Five-star receiver out there, bro. We don't put no 5'9 DB on here. 1-on-1. Right. Prime time. Right. Don't get that. That's food, man. Billy G coaching that boy, man. That's food. Hey, dog, we got to get some more calls on here, dog. So appreciate you coming hanging out with your boy, bro.
Bet, man. We'll see y'all in Miami.
Pull up.
With the Miami game.
Pull up, dog. We're hanging out big, bro. Kev got some good lies for that one.
Man, no lies, dog.
blowing that shit up.
So when is our live show exactly? Tell the people, so.
December 19th, down in Hialeah. I do not have the address handy, but it is readily available on our website and on the Twitter page. It's from 10 o'clock in the morning to 6 in the evening. Tickets are $25, right? Well, the past $25, now they're $30. Black Friday's gone. Now they're $30. $35 at the door.
TJ, tweet a link out for the people today where they can get tickets.
Eventbrite.com, search Big Three Roll Up. But also, there'll be a plate of food. It comes with a plate of food, a couple drinks. After that, you got to buy your own drinks. We hanging out, though. Man, y'all pull up. Miami got some wins at the end of the season, man. Y'all bowl eligible. Y'all spirit should be back up. We're in y'all county. Hanging out. Okay, get your peoples, man. I know Dro pulling up. Dro Mundo already told me they pulling up. Ricky pulling up. So. And make sure y'all go to big3roller.com. Get some Big Three Roll Up drip. Plenty of hats. Shirts.
The holiday type collection.
Ugly sweaters. Yeah, shout out to TJ, man. Good shit, TJ. Appreciate
TJ,
it, bro.
TJ had time last week.
TJ grinding, dog. I like it, dog. Y'all get these people that merch. Can't be the GOAT show without GOAT merch, bro.
Saw a lot of people tweeting photos of their Big Three Roll-Up merch that they were wearing to the games. That's pretty awesome.
I ain't see that shit. Twitter's been like a little been like a little off and on for me this week, though, so miss some shit here and there.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's going on, fellas?
This is Similar Energy Sunday. Brought to you by Brown Insurance and Financial Services. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, man.
Can I help you out?
Frustrated, man. But my nose, man. Frustrated.
Mm-hmm. I see why. You got 41 reasons, bro.
You right. You know what?
So what you think Willie got to do to write this thing, man?
Man, I think he wants to make some changes on the coaching staff.
Who do you want out?
I think we need to make some changes on special teams. I'd like to see, and I don't think he did necessarily a bad job, but I'd like to see Coach Kelly go back to, you know, that recruiter role that he had, director of recruiting, whatever that role was, and make a change at the wide receiver position.
Why is that?
Coach Fry, man, I'm not blaming him necessarily. I think the offensive line was trash.
There was one position group that was improved over the course of the season, it was definitely wide receivers.
How much improvement was there, though? I mean, you had, to me, really, Terry was really the only guy that really balled out this year from the wide receiver position. I don't know how much other improvement it was across the wide receiver group.
Yeah, I think Terry was made the most of his opportunities. They should have definitely found a way to get in the ball more.
I agree. So let me ask you this, Bert. Do you think Walt Bell, if he's back, do you think he'll do the play calling duty, you know, going forward next year? You think Willie will hand that over to him? Because it seems like Willie's got a lot of other, you know, issues to address on the team. Do you think that'll take place?
That shit now.
Yeah, I think he will. I'm not 100% sure. Obviously, I'll know more this offseason. So, yeah, I think he will.
And I saw your article this morning on 247 when it looks like Bland is coming in for a visit. That's actually my birthday, December 7th, so he's coming in. But how many changes, how many new players do you think we'll have starting on the offensive line next year, if you had to guess?
Well, Eberle graduates. Derek Kelly graduates. I think probably three, because, you know, if you get Landon Dickerson back, he probably plays guard for you. We could see Minshew back at guard working in there. So I think probably three. You got to get a new center and hopefully some new tackles.
Okay. Are we still waiting to hear on Ball? Is that something that could happen later on down the line?
I think it's more likely than not. It's something that they, you know, that I've been told to just kind of not really report on right now. But I think, yeah, it looks like it's moving in that direction. Just got to be accepted by the university, I believe.
Okay. So, Kev and Silk, man, how y'all feel about y'all squad going into? I know you got a couple, you know, a game left.
I feel like a motherfucking $1 million. I feel like $1 million, bro. Everything I need to happen pretty much happened outside of, like, we lost to UGA. So, I wanted that win. But outside of that, bro, like, We're on our track to win 10 games like I predicted. We beat Florida State. Our offensive ranking skyrocketed, and we're out of the dunes of where Florida State's at right now. Frank's got better as the season progressed. Offensive line looked tremendous by the end of the season. Manhandled Florida State. They got one sack. 99 was invisible. I mean, like, it's night and day, dog. So I like the progress of my team, bro. We the best shit in the state. Best shit smoking, yeah. Dog. Roll up.
And we had a shitty season, dog. I mean, it's nice to get the extra practice of balls, but we had a shitty season. But the good thing is, I think we're going to make some changes. I don't know how drastic, but I think we're going to make some changes. But the good news is, we could beat Florida State without making any changes. So.
Oh, that was a good one, Kev.
That's factual.
That's factual.
You just got to show up.
Yeah, you just got to show up.
When you're playing a team that's dead last in penalties and all that type of shit, you ain't really got to beat them. You just show up, bro. They beat themselves, man.
All year. That's what pissed me off about today.
Yeah, you ain't got to do shit.
All year, man. From the Virginia Tech game to Florida yesterday, like the penalties, the false starts, guys lying. I mean, that was the play yesterday on the
That's on coaching, bro.
We didn't even have enough damn guys on the field. I'm like, we can't.
That was like four, five, six plays, dog, and like one like drive y'all had that shit. Y'all running out of motherfuckers like three plays in a row. We can't even beat the guys
when we got the right number of plays on the field. So we can't be spotting them players, man. What kind of shit is that? So that just frustrated me, man. And Bird, let me ask you this. I know it's not in Willie's demeanor, but do you think he needs to get more amped up on the sidelines, man? Because he's just so chill and nonchalant. Like, I saw him get on Murray yesterday on that dumbass.
I mean, a year ago at this time, we were saying, doesn't Jimbo need to calm down because he's yelling at his players too much and he's too panic-looking. I mean, when you're losing, everything looks bad. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's not going to look good. You know what I'm saying? If he was yelling and screaming, people would and still losing, people would just say he doesn't have the calmness to coach the team and he's too hot headed. So I know what you're saying. But I think it's just losing and losing ugly. Whatever you do, it's not gonna look good.
All right. Let me ask this last question while I what's gonna happen with Francois next year, man? They pushing him out or what do you think?
I don't really know, but just talking to the people around the program, it doesn't sound like they anticipate him coming back. I don't know if it's because, you know, he's going to move on. I don't know if it's – it just doesn't sound like he's coming back, but it's something that we'll have to keep an eye on.
Okay. All right, man. Well, I appreciate y'all, fellas, man. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I'll see if I can track y'all on next week with you.
Hey man, every year we pulling up with these hands, dog. Just so you know, dog. So y'all be ready. Y'all get that fuck shit ready for the Swamp Nation. We pulling up.
All right,
hands.
Thanks, Silk.
I'm here for bro. It's about the time to let up, dog. Got to put my foot on the gas. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go. Feel like we're. This is about to get international, Silk.
What's that? We got some London shit talking going on here. We crossed the pond with it.
I feel like it's that time.
I'm here for it, dog. I need London Silk, dog. And take the back seat and vibe a little bit here. Let him just, you know what I'm saying, kick his feet up and run the show. How long does it take to call London, bro?
He's more like London Lance, just cutting promos.
He's definitely not London Lance, bro.
This is Lance in London.
Oh my God, definitely not Lance in
London. We should send Lance to London.
They should have a fucking reality show of Lance in London.
Yes.
Just Lance hanging out in London.
Colin Feinbaum from London.
Nah, let's not do that shit. Sounds like a terrible show.
It can't be like Borat or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be like Intervention meets Borat. Boys really thought they had a chance. All the football they watched all year, dog, they thought they had a chance. Yes, that's what was funny about all this shit. Like, them people really delusional. As fuck. Like, y'all watch that shitty team all year. Y'all think that shit's going to change the last game, bro?
Well, they had that signature win, dog. So they had to...
They're gonna. And then that signature win, that team lost by 21 yesterday to Syracuse. So. Imagine that.
Where's Dino gonna coach at? He's gonna get a big job, huh?
Yeah, I think he gets hired somewhere this offseason. I'm not sure where, but I think he's out of Syracuse. Who I don't really know, bro. Like, who's really hiring?
I don't know.
Step up from Syracuse. Yeah, I think he stays at least another year.
No, nah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he'll stay. I don't think it'll be this year, but eventually, like next year or the year after that, he'll get a big job.
Yeah, because he's already in the ACC. So, I mean, like, well, the job, you know what I'm saying? It'd have to be SEC or something, like one of the big boys, dog, for him to leave Syracuse.
What like, about North Carolina? What about, North Carolina?
I don't think so, bro.
They'll be hiring.
He probably has more talent at Syracuse right now than North Carolina does. I wouldn't go to North Carolina.
Where would you go?
Same conference.
Would you go to North Carolina to coach Sam Howell?
Hey, Kev, did you see what happened?
Who do you think he is, bro? Like, he's Cam Newton or some shit. Yeah, let me fucking hinge my goddamn coach career on Sam Howell. Holy shit. What's up with Sam Howell? He gonna stick, Bird?
Yeah, he's gonna stick.
Imagine if you flip to North Carolina and they ain't got a coach.
Goddamn.
No, that basically secured that he's not gonna flip. The only way he was gonna flip is if Fedora made major changes and hired. This is what was gonna happen. If he was allowed to keep his job, he was gonna make major changes and then bring Walt Bell in as his OC, and Walt was going to bring Sam Howell with him. So now that that's out of it. So
Walt Bell playing them type of games on y'all clock, on y'all payroll? Mm-hmm.
I think that was just the scenario. If Walt brought
some substance to that,
calling OC, I mean, the only one recruiting, I've been following this for a couple weeks now, so the only coach recruiting Sam Howell has been Walt Bell. Up until about the last week. So, yeah, I do think that, like, the two of them are tied together. And wherever Walt is where Sam Howell is going to end up.
I like it.
So, I saw there's a lot of chatter about it, but I expect him to sign with Florida State here in a couple weeks. I think you're going to see a lot of teams that struggle. There's going to be kids leaving all over the place now that these new transfer rules are, or at least there's going to be a lot of chatter about it. We'll see how many actually leave.
I'm just glad my coach, like, not, like, talking people off the goddamn edge right now, bro. So, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? We ain't recruiting recruits and our players right now. So, I like it.
It's That's recruiting season at Florida State in more ways than one, Silk.
Y'all on vacation, bro.
They're gonna have to recruit the current roster and the kids in the streets.
And the committed kids, shit.
That's what I mean.
Shit. Y'all ain't about to keep them people, bro.
It's recruiting season.
Everybody see what we see on TV, dog. What y'all think I'll get you gonna get anybody in the top 100, Bird?
Yeah.
Who that?
I don't know. Is Sam Howell in the top 100? Where's he at? I don't know where what the rankings are. So, Jesus Christ. Is Nick Cross
in the top 100? It's your job to know this shit. I don't know, bro. I'm asking you. I don't think Nick Cross in the top 100.
You're a fan.
Yeah, we're all fans.
Nick Cross is in the top 100. Sam Howell is in the top 100. Akeem Dent's in the top. So they have three current commits in the top 100. They land at least two or three. Top 100 kids.
Okay.
How many does Florida land?
We're going to get plenty, bro. I got to go through. We'll get plenty.
How many do they have now?
I'll tell you, bro. It's not my job. I'm a fan.
This is your job, Silk. This is your job.
I'm a fan with a podcast.
Florida doesn't have any current top 100 players committed.
You still want to bet that paycheck on who finished higher?
I'm just asking you who they're going to have in the top.
I just asked you, do you want to revisit that? Because you revisited that bet a little while ago. So
you're changing the subject on me.
It's
so
the same energy, son. I want to see what your energy is on the
paper. Stay focused on the conversation.
Paper. The conversation is who's going to finish better.
I think Florida State will.
No. Nope.
Yo.
You want to put bread on it? Yep.
No, I'm not what's going on. Bread on it.
Okay, then. That's all I want to hear. The rest of it's smoke.
What's going on, fellas? Kids.
You shouldn't. They got you out here looking crazy in these streets, bro. You shouldn't bet shit. You shouldn't even talk. You shouldn't even type the word Willie Taggart again. He got you looking crazy.
Big color, hey, talk
that shit, Silk.
I gotta talk that shit. Willie got him looking crazy out here, bro. They hyped that shit all year. It's about July and all that shit. When Substance hit the field, we blew that shit out. Like I said, Willie Tech Tiger will never be Dan Mullen, dog. I said that shit in all season. I stand by it. 41-14. You blow shitty teams out, dog. Because we got a fucking coaching staff. This ain't no Pop Warner bullshit going on, no dance team. We got a football team, cuz.
Yo, what up, Silk?
We ran a supposedly more talented team. We ran them people off the field. They ain't supposed to be on the same field, let alone a rivalry, dog. That shouldn't have been out there, bro. What's up, bro? What you got on your mind?
Hey, where Kev at? Where Bird at?
They here.
All right. Hey, Silk, it's your boy Clayton from Texas.
What's going on with you, dog?
Clayton from Texas.
What up, man? Hey, bro. Living life. Living my best life on the Lord's Day.
On the Lord's Day? Oh. Kush is huge.
Hell yeah. All that sweet shit up there in Tallahassee.
Talk your shit, bro. Vent, bro.
They talk a lot of bullshit. All about Dopey Dan. Yep. All that shit about Culture Vulture. All that shit. All them.
You see Kodak on the sideline, baby? That's how you beat a rivalry, bro. You beat they ass. You bring a celebrity guest on the sideline to flex. Dan Mullen going to talk to him doing timeout. That's how you beat a rivalry, bro. We knew he was gonna smoke that shit, and we went out in style, dog. Let's go. Let's bring Kodak out here, bro. Clean.
Man, that trash that shit in Tallahassee.
Trash that shit, cuz. That's man. How you do it, dog. Hey, shout out to Dopey Dan, bro.
You know how y'all know how be that you're gonna win that shit to bring fucking Kodak with you, dog?
Come on, bro. Doing timeouts. He over there chatting to him. We call timeout. We ain't even going over no play. We just chatting to Kodak. Like, what you think we should run, Kodak?
Hey, you want the triple reverse
screen pass? All right, we got you, cuz.
Bet.
Hey, y'all know how FSU fans eat the cereal in the morning?
With no bowl?
Without a bowl. Fuck Bird.
Already, cuz. Was just pour the milk in the box.
Shake it up with the little bag, dog.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
Sorry, that's Florida State, bro. I've been waiting for this shit all year. All the talk, all the chatter, dog. July. All right. You gotta line that shit up called plays, bro. All the other shit is just big three roll up saying it's Sunday we vibing, dog. What's going on with you?
Yo, what's up, boys?
Cooling, man.
Trying to recover from yesterday.
Trying to recover? What happened?
Damn, you hungover, dog?
Everybody got some of that pussy?
Yeah, we got our ass whooped yesterday. I'll tell you that much. We definitely got our ass whooped.
What happened, bro? What went right for y'all? Tell me that shit.
What went right yesterday?
Yeah, what went right?
Not a goddamn thing went right yesterday.
Y'all got a raw-ass punter, bro. If that punter went playing like the game of his fucking life, we may have scored 90 on you motherfuckers, bro. I don't know how the hell what happened to his foot yesterday. He was booting shit out of Logan Tyler's,
that was Logan Tyler's best game of his entire career. He showed up one day, but other than that, the damn plane crashed into the mountain. I thought we had a chance yesterday going into it. I'm not going to lie. Ooh. I was talking my shit to Silk for weeks going on Twitter. So I'm here to take my role today.
What's your name, bro?
Sethanol.
Yeah, I think I muted you a little while ago. So I wouldn't get the notifications, but yeah, fuck you, bro. Congratulations on your 41-14. I hope Sunday's hell for you today. And just know that same ass whooping. That same ass whooping is coming again next fall.
Five-year ass whooping.
Yeah, hey, it's coming again next year, bro.
Sunshine's on a dog's ass once every 5 years, apparently.
Once every 5 years? I like that one, dog, but as long as it ain't once every six. We got six in a row on y'all dog ass. And we pulling back up with these hands next year, so y'all be ready, bro. I don't know what y'all gonna bring, dog, but...
We'll be ready, man. Black O'Wayne's gonna get his shit together, don't you worry.
Yeah, I'm not worried at all. So what do you think gonna happen with the staff, man? With your team? What do you think about the future?
I think Willie's got his work cut out for him. I'll tell you that much. But I think that definitely, you know, I think going into the year that there was a lot of issues that not necessarily Willie's fault. You know, the offensive line has created the worst in the country by Pro Football Focus. You know, you can't even really evaluate the offense, even though it is a complete and total train wreck the whole season. But I think that if you can get some offensive linemen in, that might change some things. But, you know, the special teams are horrific. And not only that, but the penalties. We finished yesterday being the most penalized team in the country, and that ain't on the previous guy. So something's got to get fixed there. But we do that, maybe we can get bowl eligible next year. Who knows?
Y'all ain't y'all two back to back, bro. Just get ready for the back to back, bro. No bowl.
You know, the streak should have ended last year. Only difference between this year's team and last year's team is this year's team played Notre Dame.
And last year's team lost its starting quarterback the first game of the season, had to play a true freshman with no real game experience.
This year's team didn't get to play with its starting quarterback all year either.
Yeah, it did. Willie named him.
That was by choice.
The whole season too. I mean, going back to what I was saying about the offense. I mean, you know, it kind of you can't really evaluate the offense when you have a quarterback that refuses to run half of it. I think yesterday, you know, you finally saw DeAndre keep the ball once or twice and scoot a little bit, and you know, it opened some things up. I think on our two touchdown drives, he had two runs where he extended the drive, got a first down, and then on one he scored the touchdown. One of them he was running for his life, but hey, you know, he made the first down, and that's when we kind of opened it up a little bit. But
hey, so I got a question for you, man. Who's your starting quarterback week one next season? Who's your starter?
Next season? Sure as shit cannot be DeAndre Francois. I think it's got to be James. He's either got to be Blackman or Howell. I mean, I don't know what Howell's got going for him. I mean, we'll see. I know he's the hand-picked guy, but we see how that works out with Miami and Kosi, so we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think, you know, I think the team plays harder for James Blackman. I think that's evident based on last year rallying around at the end, and then this year the one game he played. You know, granted, NC State's not the best secondary team, but he still goes out there, throws 400-something yards, four touchdowns.
We got to see if James is still around next year. But, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
You keep alluding to that, Berg, and I got to say, I don't like it.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying that it's worth keeping an eye on.
I think that's the apocalypse scenario. Like if James Blackman transfers and DeAndre Francois leaves, and then you're left with Sam Howell, and then we don't have any viable backup quarterback.
Well, you got McDonald. Is right. I mean, McDonald's is a true dual threat.
True.
But yeah,
about him.
It's still an apocalyptic.
Who the hell you said?
Who's McDonald, bro? Stop.
Man, cutting bullshit, bro.
Yeah. So anyway,
a true dual threat.
Get out of here, bro. All right, bro. Y'all, this shit sound like the projects, bro. This shit couldn't happen to a better, like a better program. I'm glad this shit happened to y'all, though. Y'all deserve this shit. All of it.
Hey, you know, I mean, but we learned how to take our lumps from watching you guys do it for the last decade or so. So,
We took our L's with class, chin up, and got our trolls off. Y'all crying like hoes out here, bro.
I'm here, baby. I'm taking it. I'm here. I could have easily just slinked away, and I'm here to take it from you.
Now, y'all Lord crying out here, bro. Ways. Y'all coach crying about playing the flag and shit, bro. Like, golly, like, it's a rivalry, bro.
We're not crying about it. They just stopped.
It was players crying, too. Hey, it was a lot of crying going on.
You know, you got a team. Hey, look, Phil, you got a team that isn't used to winning. So the one time they can finally beat their rival, hey, they got to show their ass a little bit. I get it, you know?
Y'all show y'all ass every time y'all win. That's how this works. It's a rivalry. Y'all have the gator head. Like, shit, get disrespect. It's a rivalry. You get out of the way. You lose, you take your ass to the locker room, bro. Like, at least lose like a man. You ain't winning no games. Lose like a man.
Let me ask you this.
You lose, you go to the locker room, bro. You monitoring the field and shit. Fuck out of here, bro. You lost. Don't talk to them losers, dog.
If you plant that flag yesterday,
just crying in the locker room.
Hold on. You plant that flag yesterday, and let's say there's some scuffle on the field, and then you get guys suspended for, you know, your bowl game. How you feeling about that?
I don't care about that, bro.
Just be smart. Just be smart. Oh, you don't care.
I don't care. No, I don't care about that, bro. Plant that bitch. Let's go. And we'll deal with that shit later. Plant that bitch. I'm mad Chauncey ain't still. Rise that bitch up in his face and throw it in the ground. Get out of here, dog. Losers go to the locker room, dog. Like, losers don't sit around and monitor the field and shit, bro. It's not how this works, dog. When y'all had Gator heads, when y'all had Gator heads, y'all was on y'all way to the national championship and y'all had Gator heads trouting around on our shit.
Hell yeah, they did.
So okay, so what if we were the fault? No, I'm going with his rationale.
Hell
yeah. What if we were the fault? You guys had guys suspended. Then what?
You're damn right. They were.
They would have sucked.
Okay. Would have sucked. You wouldn't have gave a shit. Like fuck that, bro. Like everybody want to be like upstanding citizens.
You know
and
as
shit
well as I do. You don't,
y'all
you
lost, dog.
Low,
take
though.
Your bitch
don't
ass to the locker room.
I love.
You know what? I will say that. Hold on.
Take your bitch ass to the locker room. When Chauncey put that little Indian head up in the crowd. No, that shit is my ABI, bro. That shit's
good
never
for him.
Down.
Go celebrate.
Let's go. Get disrespectful, bro.
Hey,
I don't ever want my coach out there doing whole shit after the game. We lose. Take your ass to the locker room.
He's standing up for what?
He should have stand up all four quarters, bro. Coach your team. He all in the media talking about he want Gator meat and shit. Now you got this Gator meat, bro. Take the meat. You want the meat? Take this
there,
Gator
bro.
Meat, bro. You asked for the meat, now you got the meat. Now you out here crying like a hoe about planting a flag. You wanted the Gator meat, Chunk.
I didn't see Chunk plant it, though.
I will say this about this year's team.
Chunk,
this
ain't me. I just said what
bit,
I wanted Chunk to do.
A little bit of a backbone.
What was Willie going to do if you would have planted it, besides get out of the way?
Oh,
like Willie
would
have
seen
he
it.
He didn't plant it. He didn't plant it. Willie wasn't going to touch that kid, man. Y'all talking like some geeks.
Oh, you don't even know.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Willie's going to blow the whistle on him, bro.
That's all he is. Shake his ass. He's going to pop his pussy at the 50, bro. That's all he was going to do.
Hey, I will say this about this year's team, though. I will say that they, at least yesterday when all that shit was going down, I was actually, you know, I actually did like the fact that they didn't let that happen. It shows at least a little bit of a backbone compared to the team that just got there.
That's what I'm talking
talk
about.
Let shit get talked to them and for the fun and
we ran up 41 on them soft ass boys. They ain't got no backbone. Them niggas talk all week. My team ain't say shit. Them boys guaranteed to win all week and got trounced 41 points. Y'all talking about a backbone?
Who guaranteed to win?
Shut that soft ass shit up. All y'all players, we retweeting this shit. Samuel guaranteed to win. We going bowling.
But you retweet so much, I don't know who to follow.
Well, I'm just letting you know y'all guaranteed to win. You might not be up on the news, but several of your
whoever
players
guaranteed
to win.
Is an idiot.
I know.
Whoever
that's what I'm saying. And they soft as fuck because they got trounced 41-14. I don't hear nothing about no backbone. Show that shit on the field. Them niggas been all talk all year. All the dance,
guys,
all the shit off the field. When the whistle get blown, them niggas ain't doing shit but dancing.
The
boys was down 20 points score and was celebrating. Like, bro, you getting trounced. Have some pride.
No, I hate that shit.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
And all that fuck shit started at the top. It always does.
Kev, all right? Kev, you hanging in there? Kev died.
Kev must be at work.
No, I'm good, dog. No, I'm... What am I gonna say? I wanted to ask Berg this. Last year, if Willie was the coach and Chubb went to go spit on the thing, would he say anything to Chubb's big ass? Or
Well, I don't think you could see it coming from Chubb. I don't think he was hawking that loogie from 20 yards out.
Oh, that would have been the thing?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Disrespective. Motherfucker 6'5", 280, dog. He get disrespectful.
Yeah,
I didn't see it coming.
Hey, big three roll up, same as it's Sunday. We hanging out. 41-14.
I said it's great.
I knew it was a Gator call. Why I had to say the 41-14? What's going on with you, baby?
What's happening?
It's London Day. It's crossed the pond. What's up, bro?
What's happening?
It's your show now, bro. Let me keep back.
Lance in London. Go ahead.
Let me hang out, bro. It's your show. Go ahead, cuz.
Unc, you got pretty hyped yesterday, especially on the Periscope feed.
Oh, is that you watching?
No, I think he talked about when I went live yesterday. I was lit. Me and Click Clack was hanging out. I was lit. Pitch was big. It was hot box.
The destruction at Doak, eh?
Yeah, man. We pulled up to the Doak Campbell housing projects and did work.
Took the piss. I knew it. I had 40-3 as the score. But after the game against Sesame Street, where it was a life and death, second game, I knew that it was going to be one-sided, but not as one-sided as it was.
Yeah, we slipped up and gave them 14. I don't think we should have given them 14, too. We had some... Grant forgot to know when to call timeouts, though. I think he'd be trying to handcuff those timeouts a little bit, bro. But all it took was a timeout. I think we could have stopped both of those drives. They weren't really doing nothing, like, sexy or nothing. They just called us sleeping a little bit. That's it.
But FSU seems to have a problem. Trash O-line, trash Thanksgiving plates. They're having problems this week.
Bro, what say you, Bird?
How you get got again, bro? I mean, if you're playing, dog, this shit's got to be damn near perfect for you to post that shit, dog.
Yeah, I'm not posting no place these days, dog. Fuck, I know. My people's food is fire, dog, but just for the sake of just like, I don't feel
yeah,
like,
just in case the camera, the
yeah,
pixels don't.
Yeah, yeah, I don't.
Even if your plate looks good, someone's still going
to. Yeah, somebody got some shit to say, bro, so. Unless that shit is catered by, like, Martha Stewart herself, dog. Like, I ain't fucking putting that bitch on.
And I'm going to have her in the selfie and shit, though.
You got to.
Vari must have been wiping that sweat from his head.
Oh, fuck.
Man, Vari said he had some more leaves and shit this year for collard greens, dog. Like, it's rough over there. When you watch the game, man, bro? How you celebrate it?
Yeah, no. The DNs, for that. Whew. Jesus.
Yeah.
I thought it was Usain Bolt out there.
Yeah. They was getting at it, bro.
They didn't know what to do.
Like I said, man, I said last week, we don't have to blitz some people, but will we blitz them? Yeah. Because Grantham don't give a shit, bro. Like, he balls to the wall. No homo pause and all that shit. But Grantham don't give a shit. We're going to apply pressure every down if we can, dog. And I just knew they weren't going to be able to handle that type of shit, bro. Not that O-line. Polite. And I think Polite had a good game, but I think Zoo nigga was just as effective, dog.
He
couldn't close on sacks, but he made a lot of those sacks happen by moving Francois out the pocket. And plus, in the run game, he had some tackle for loss that was key. So, yeah, shout out to both of them boys.
And apart from one holding call, I thought I saw some real maturity from Trey Dean as well at corner. I thought they were going to try and pick on him, but it never really happened.
Nah, Trey Dean has arrived, bro. That shit ain't happening. And that pick was, I wish he was like hit the gas on that interception. It was like he was coasting a little bit. He could have picked six that bitch, bro. But that holding call, even that says it was a shitty throw. He just got to maintain his composure. But Trey Dean's going to be a good one.
I'm excited to see what's happening at corner in the secondary next year. Marco back, a new guy coming in.
Yeah, we should have Steele, Elam. We can get deep now. We probably get a little deep. We're going to need that depth, man. It showed up against Georgia when Marco was out, and then we had to put 12 on the field. I ain't seen no 12 yesterday, which was a blessing.
Yeah, definitely. But the O-line at FSU, I can't see no improvement, even if they get in a load of linemen. Because even if they bring in two, even if Lucas does sign, they'll just pick on the other side of the line. It's no problem.
Well, there's no freshman that's gonna come in and save this. They may try to go after some JUCO kids to like salvage this shit a little bit, but there's no freshman that on their radar that's coming in to change that shit. Bert, how many JUCOs y'all going after?
Well, I just reported that one's coming in next week for an official. He's the only one that I know that has one now, but I imagine they'll bring in probably 4 to 5. Before the early signing period, and you know, see what they could get. I think if they could get 2 to 3 JUCOs up front, that'd be what they're looking for, including Josh Ball coming back. So, you know, if they could get Josh Ball come back and then sign another one or two, I think that's where they'll be with JUCO recruiting.
Gotcha.
They got to.
Sounds like poverty, bro.
Yo, sorry about that, guys.
Oh, you was gone.
No, we just hanging out.
Bird answered your whole question, bro. You gone, bro.
You have to listen back, dog.
TJ put the phone down on me.
TJ hung up on you?
Yeah, he didn't like the hot takes.
Those hot ass takes from London.
No, I fucked with that dog.
That shit sounds so funny in the accent, bro. I don't know why, bro.
Oh, shit. All right, man. What else you got?
No, it's just that. It's look the next couple of years. I'm extra feeling this now. It's just giving breeding excitement, ready for Orlando next year against Miami.
Yeah, baby. Like, I'm ready for it.
Rich just going to run a free tight end set because that's all he can sign is tight ends because no receivers, they just doing all injury.
Nah, and Cap nah, so, say they about to sign some big-time shit that's going to be ready by the time Orlando is here.
Did Kev say Hazelwood?
Cause that yeah, we're going to sign yeah. Hazelwood and Peyton, the number one in Florida, the number one in the
country. No way.
Why not?
No way. Why that's not? Auburn all day long.
Auburn?
Yeah,
Auburn. I bet you.
Yeah.
All right, dog, I bet you. If he goes to Auburn, you got to find your own ride to the game, dog. I'll pick you up at the airport, dog.
And how about if I win? You pay my flight?
God damn.
No.
That don't seem fair.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That was a smooth London finesse move right there. I like that yeah. shit, bro.
No, you would have caught me on my way.
Fucking Land- days, dog. He's fucking, like, yeah, fucking London Butnick, bro. All
right, I start off a GoFundMe.
All right, man. We appreciate you, London Lance. Have a good weekend.
All right, nice one. Fuck Bird.
There yeah, you
fuck
go.
Fuck Bird, bro. Holy Dizzle. This is Same Energy Sunday brought to you by Brunt Insurance and Financial Services. Anything you need, boat, car, house, planting the flag, any type of thing you need, bro. You want to secure the bag, whatever you want to secure, bro. Hit up my man Greg, he'll insure it, he got you. Anywhere from Tallahassee to the Keys. Brunt Insurance and Financial Services.
Can y'all believe the season's over?
It's not. Your season's over, bro.
The regular season is over.
Oh, no, your whole shit's over.
Yeah, that shit is sad, bro. That shit goes quick as fuck.
It does, though. It's...
the offseason?
I mean, like, we're not going to have football every Saturday anymore.
Wagwan.
Yo, Wagwan big gorilla.
What's going on?
Wagwan.
Man, chilling better than Berg this morning. I know that.
Bobby,
how do you know? How do you know how I'm feeling?
Well, Berg, you know, let me just explain something. You're stuck with Willie for at least 2 or 3 more years.
I'm good with it.
Hopefully 3.
I got a front row seat for this hopefully shit show, 3. And I'm breaking all the news, so I'm good with it.
No, you're not good you're with good it, bro. With we it? We hear you hear the pain in your voice, bro. We hear the pain in your voice.
Can't be good with it. He can't be good with it. As obnoxious as Florida State fans were from 2010 to 2 years ago, you can't be good with this.
I am good with it. I am good with it. I get to break all the news. Willie's my boy. We'll see what happens, but I'll still break all the news.
And you know what? It's only going to get worse as we get into recruiting season.
Oh, it's about to get
you can't. I don't know if you know how this business works, but it's booming right now.
Oh,
yeah, I'm pretty sure people are clicking in to see that shit, but your board is a shit show. Like, I go to that shit just to like, when I'm bored, I just go read y'all shit.
Hey, it ain't my job to control it. I'm just trying to promote it. That's it.
Yeah, that's how I like it.
Good.
I don't have to control
it. God almighty. I mean, you know what? I mean, I ain't got too much to... I mean, I'm happy that Miami won the game, but Lord knows with that defense, we should not be 7-5, boy. Rick done kicked off this year.
You heard Mike Jackson said?
Yeah. We not a 7-5 defense.
That being said, we're 7-5, but we're not a 7-5 defense, dog. He's real as fuck for saying
that's
that
real.
Shit.
That's real. And that's real. And Mark Witt should walk into Manny Diaz's office and apologize to that man and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I fucked up your Art Browse Awards finalists. I fucked up your chance of getting named the top assistant in college football because this was on me.
They look better in the spring. Make sure that bitch comes back.
Oh, I hope so, man, because North Carolina about to fire their head coach.
I can see them
picking up a Manny Diaz.
You know, they need to bring that boy Kingsbury into Miami for an interview.
Man, them people ain't finna go down there and try to save Mark Red, bro. It's like going to work for Willie right now.
Nah, fuck that.
I can't see that. Nah,
it's not. Man walking. Come on, ain't that bad. You're right.
Ain't that bad.
I had to say something, bro. God damn. I hope y'all don't hire that motherfucker.
Let the lies start. It's off season before we see y'all farm workers in Orlando.
Hey, man, we're beating the shit out of y'all. That was you online that just said that shit?
It sure was, y'all farm workers up there. Give me some orange.
Hey, them workers, ain't going to be no farm workers that show up on that goddamn field. I tell you that shit. You better ask Florida State, goddamn. They know what happened last night. You seen it.
Hey, I'm going to say something. Our D-line is better than Florida State, quite frankly.
Not what's coming back.
I don't know. We got Saville about to get let out of his cage next year.
You know what y'all got coming back ain't better than Florida State's front four, bro.
I don't know. Right. I'm going to tell you something right now. If he didn't play this year, but I think he's going to be an X Factor next year, that's Greg Monroe. Greg Russo. Russo. Russo's going to be a problem next year.
We had the knack this season, dog, like having like elite defensive linemen, like, get schemed out of the game, dog. We did it with Burns. Did it with Mississippi State guy. We did that LSU as well. So they don't really frighten me. I just think we'll have a game plan. We'll out-coach Mark Rick, bro. We'll have more talent, and we'll definitely out-coach Mark Rick, bro.
I don't know if you have more talent, man. You look at that Miami roster. I don't know about that, man. You got a lot of guys on that roster that four and five star that's going to play. Hell, Lingard didn't even play this year.
Y'all always got running backs, dog. Like, y'all just like y'all best playmaker in Jeff Tumman. Like, everybody that people supposed to be scared of, gone.
I don't know, man. Because after we land Hazelwood, what you going to say then?
He going to do what Pope did this year, ride the bench. If Pope ain't play game one, Hazelwood ain't playing game one. Come on, bro. You sound crazy. You think he more college ready than Mark Pope?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's bigger than Mark Pope.
You don't think so?
And bigger don't mean nothing, no.
No, because when we signed Mark Pope,
from South Florida, bro.
Hey, when we signed Mark Pope, you said that's a nice little slot receiver.
What?
That nobody wanted. Yeah.
No, I wanted Mark Pope, bro. I said that on the podcast and online, bro. I said I wanted Mark Pope and Nesta. It's just
dog,
valid,
you call
bro.
Him a slot receiver, Phil.
He's still a slot. It don't matter. Okay, he'll slot. That don't mean he wasn't game one ready. Y'all didn't say he was going to play game.
No, I thought he would play more.
Okay, then everybody thought there's nobody that followed recruiting thought Mark Pope wasn't going to play season one.
Well, he played. He just couldn't get open.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be worried about Hasselwood. No, I don't worry about no Hasselwood, bro. Y'all got like three plays.
No, we don't. Well, yes, we do. I'm lying.
When y'all lose, y'all got three plays. But if y'all had a big win against Pitt, then you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got a bust.
No, we still had three plays. I'm not going to front. The offense just looked better in the spread.
Even if you got one receiver, five locking down whatever one receiver y'all got. Like,
that's the thing. With no tight ends last night, he was forced to fucking spread it. And hopefully he saw that the running lanes open, like everything opens up, but he won't. We'll be running two tight end sets and shit.
I don't mind running two tight end sets. Just put some motion in the offense, like some misdirection. Like,
bro, it's 2018, dog. You can't be running no two tight end sets with a South Florida team.
Like, I don't mind even running two tight ends.
That don't even sound right, bro. If you got two tight ends on the field with the best, you're supposed to have the best athletes in the row in South Florida. You don't probably be playing no two tight ends on the field, dog.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even mind it being
two tight ends if Brevin's in like the slot or like the H back position. But if you got two on the line, that's fucked up.
Exactly.
Yeah, not enough speed on the field, bro.
Will Mallory and Brevin are very athletic tight ends. They ain't, you know, no slouches. Those boys can run. You know, they ain't no Michigan tight ends.
Let me let you know, bro. You got two tight ends on the field. You Wisconsin, you Michigan. You're not no Florida football, bro. I'm just letting you know, dog. That's what you're running your base offense out of, the two tight ends, bro.
Yeah, you just make sure Frank show up to Orlando, okay? Don't be scared.
Mullen's gonna show up. I ain't worrying about Frank's. Okay. Keep telling y'all that
don't
all year,
dead.
Bro.
We don't lose to y'all,
on the
man.
Top of the mountain,
y'all lost to Al Golden. Never forget. Y'all lost to Al Golden.
and fucking McElwain got your coach fired. Y'all hired a fired coach that got fired from Trajan and McElwain. Let that sink in.
Look.
That's why he asked, bro. Y'all, I keep telling y'all that man never ass, forget, bro.
Never forget y'all lost to goddamn Al.
No, none of that shit matter, bro. When we pull up next year, y'all bringing Mark Rick and we bringing Dan Mullen, bro.
Okay, we going to see. We gonna see what you're talking about now.
Yeah, we see, we know how these guys. We know who's the better coach and who game coaches better, bro. Like we, I'm not worried about that. You know what time it is.
As long as we have Manny, I feel comfortable. Okay.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what Manny gonna do. Okay.
You don't care about Manny, okay?
No, I ain't worried about no Manny.
That tournament came about to come out. That tournament came about to come out. You know that.
Just like the tournament book came out.
Okay. Well, you know, I see Bird being real quiet over there, so I'm going to let y'all go. I don't want his feelings hurt too bad.
He's just hoping we'll sit there by Florida State at this point. Yeah.
No, what's up, man? I'm sorry.
He over there eating his cereal with no bowl.
Recycled jokes, man. How you
I just had to revisit it. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
When sometimes you got to revisit greatness. Conversation here. Lord, Willie Mitchell miss a bowl. Good God almighty.
A bowl. A whole bowl.
A whole bowl.
Just when you thought it couldn't get no worse. Bird said it couldn't get no worse.
He couldn't win six games. And didn't he say in his interview that he'd be happy if they went 8-4 or something like that, if they won 8 games or something like that?
No, they asked him what the record was going to be. He said, a record you will be happy with.
All right. I said, I said that would be a good season for Willie Taggart, 8 wins. This was not a good season.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, yep. My goodness. So, Bert, I have to ask you, are they going to let him go after next year if they don't
make a bowl?
No, I've said consistently 3 years.
Woo. Well, enjoy, bro. Thank you for this talk.
Yeah,
enjoy.
We appreciate you.
Enjoy it, dog.
Take care.
Have a good
Lord's Day, bro. You got to appreciate your blessings in life, dog. When God gives you Willie Taggart, you just accept it. Enjoying living my best life. We done here?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we're good, man. Hey, same as it's Sunday, brought to you by Burnt Insurance and Financial Services, dog. Hey, we out here, man. Shout out to the Roll Up. I appreciate you, boy. It's been a good season. It's been fun, dog.
I think we're going to do one more same energy Sunday, right? We're going to do Championship Sunday, even though none of us are in it?
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down.
I think we'll do one more Sunday.
Hey, 41-14. We the king, bitch!
So it's not an abrupt ending, though. We'll do one more.
We're the king, bitch. Y'all just recognize that shit. Y'all recognize greatness. When you speak to me on the timeline, you call me King Silk first. I'm not acknowledging you fuck niggas, bro.
Dog, out of here, dog.
I got it going.
The leader, King Silk. Y'all, give me my goddamn titles. Y'all want to call me leader? Call me the goddamn leader today, bro. Let's go, all fellas.
See ya.
We out, y'all.